Now, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, and perhaps I'm a bit of a slow learner, I often used to feel that in and of myself, I didn't have enough power to do the things that God had called me to do. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I never cease to be amazed at the transformation of the disciples on that day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was poured out in power on all of them. Take Peter, for example. He was impetuous and uneducated. He hadn't been to the elite theological colleges in Jerusalem. No, he was a fisherman from Galilee, of all places. When Jesus needed him the most during his many trials leading up to the crucifixion, this Peter, who'd promised to stand with Jesus through thick and thin, ended up denying him three times, just as Jesus had foretold. Now, let's wind the clock forward to the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit falls on the disciples in power, and then Peter gets up to speak about Jesus to this huge crowd filled with the very same people who just weeks before had shouted before Pontius Pilate, "Crucify him, crucify him." Here's what happened. Acts chapter 2, verses 14 and 41. Then Peter stood up with the other 11 apostles. He spoke loudly so that all the people could hear. He said, "My Jewish brothers and all of you who live in Jerusalem, listen to me. I will tell you something you need to know. Listen carefully." Then those who accepted what Peter said were baptized. On that day, about 3,000 people were added to the group of believers. Now that's what you call power, real power, Holy Spirit power, the very same power that's available to you and me, and indeed to anyone who believes in Jesus right here and right now. Holy Spirit power. That's God's word, fresh for you today. When we get God's word into us, he unleashes his power in the most amazing way. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.